Sundays are meant for leisurely walks in the Fort District. After admiring the colonial buildings, our favorite pastime, against the backdrop of an unusually blue sky that sultry morning, we dropped by Nandan Coffee's new flagship outlet. It isn't just a caffeine cued, but more of an experience center that celebrates three generations of the brand's coffee brewing heritage, sustainable farming, and artisanal craftsmanship, sourced from their estate in Kodaikanal. The best part in M-Dash, the space isn't overwhelming because it still exudes the warmth of a coffee shop. Interiors of the Fort Cafe designed by Farida Mariwala Interiors and M-Dash, with installations by Fazan Khatri, this two-level space blends modern aesthetics with natural elements. There are seats by the large window, where abundant sunlight pours in. There is also seating downstairs, and a communal table and lounge area on the mezzanine floor. Photographs of their staff at the estate, a video on the estate to cup journey and captioned history of the brand's origins adorn the beige walls. Ahead of their launch today on World Coffee Day, they have invited friends and family for tasting. We join Yahvi Mariwala and M-Dash, the third generation entrepreneur who proudly takes us through Nandan Coffee's journey that began with her grandparents and M-Dash, Hansraj and Hansa Mariwala over 30 years ago, transforming a barren patch in the Palani Hills into Nandanwan. A framed photo of the couple next makes the space feel just like home, an Americano, cappuccino and nachni butter cookies. Pics, Anuraga Hire. We started by browsing through the Handhar rested beans grown under the estate's unique microclimate and roasted from light to dark roast profiles. The staff lets you sample brewed coffee before you select your beans and roast. First, we settled on 70% selection 9 medium and 30% Havin red Cachara, and thought it felt smooth on the palate, without the overpowering floral notes. When 10% Robusta was added to it in M-Dash, making it a 60 hours 30 minutes and 10 seconds ratio in M-Dash, it was a surprise for our palate, thanks to the added body to the texture. We can safely say, this is our new favorite. Yahvi Mariwala. We moved on to the Create Your Own Coffee Station, where we learned the art of coffee blending and brewing. Our barista Shariq Hussain shared hands-on experience that immerses visitors in the craft of coffee making. And he demonstrated it once and allowed us to use the equipment for making our cuppa. His latte art was arete, and ours was leaning on the abstract. If you have steamed the milk correctly and poured it right, the coffee will still taste great. It comes with practice, Hussain encourages us. Yahvi speaks passionately of their unfenced estate, where bison and elephants roam freely. The estate's unique microclimate, enriched by natural water harvesting, organic farming principles, and the coexistence of wildlife, produces coffee that is as rich in flavor. She is infusing it with innovation and modernity. The packaging and cups are a hat tip to Nandanwan's landscape. Shariq Hussain brews coffee for food. The menu salutes the flavors of South India, like the estate in Kodaikanal. We tried the Mariwala Scramble, R445. The Podi and Parmesan were an unusual combination but a hit. The Nachni Porridge, 545 rupees, was wholesome and can be a meal by itself. Our favorite was the Tiramisu French Toast, R645, and an Rosti Kejriwal, 545 rupees, and M-Dash, both felt like hugs on a plate. Thankfully, the food doesn't digress from the coffee, and for Yahvi, coffee is a tool that connects communities, nurtures the environment, and enriches daily life, and there's plenty of storytelling along the way. This, we feel, might help separate them from being just another coffee shop in an overcrowded market, and a Nandan Coffee opens, today at, Mulla House, opposite Central Bank Head Office, Fort, call, 773-806-9879.